Blog Talk Radio.
Your name, so the world
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back. Yes, and I thank the Most High, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that we are back again. In this blessed time, the Most High has declared for the blessing, for the awakening of his people. The Most High, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, has told me we have some very important things for him to do. And I welcome that opportunity. And I welcome my brothers and sisters, you all, to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I have for him some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, I must be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I repeat, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, he told me. Yes, he's told me that he would reveal to me many precious things. And he told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise, I said those of us who are wise know that no one, my brothers and sisters, no one is saved, delivered, according to the imagination of their own hearts. Those of us who are wise know that the gospel is not part of the Holy Word, but all of it. What did Messiah say? Go forth and teach all the nations. What are the nations? A multitude of partial standards, my brothers and sisters. A multitude of polluted standards. Not true to the pure and perfect will of the One. Not true to that which the Most High declared from the beginning. Because if all men were true to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, purely and completely, the multitude of divisions we see in the world could not exist. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise know that the Most High cannot sanction a multitude of partial testimonies. In fact, he cannot sanction, and ultimately, he cannot confirm as ultimately stable unto himself any partial or any imperfect, polluted, tainted testimony. He will not sign his name to any form of doctrine, not true to all that is his word. If the Most High were to sanction any man of testimony, not true to his own, it would be to defile his own name. It would be to break his promise. We already told in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, before the Most High denies himself, he will deny us. In fact, he will not deny himself. He will not deny any part of his word. The Most High speaks, my brothers and sisters, is a promise. Therefore, blessed are they who seek the Most High for all that is his word. Messiah said it well when he said, think not in any way that he come to abolish or destroy, if you will, the promise that is the law and the prophets. So if you let anybody trick you to think that he will not keep his word, that's basically what it means. He says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You shall not enter the kingdom of peace. If anyone seeks to cause anyone to think the Most High won't keep his promise, according to the fullness that is in the law and the prophets. If anyone seeks to cause a man to think the Most High will not uphold the fullness of his word, the scripture says that man is guilty unto hellfire. My brothers and sisters, there is some very important issue that needs to be looked at in the world today. We live in a world, some 45,000 denominations. How about 45,000 representations? Are they representations or are they misrepresentations? Yah is one. Since Yah is one, he does not deny himself. He is purely all and everything that he is. My brothers and sisters. But yet we see a world, some 45,000 denominations, rulers across 280-odd nations, claiming in some way to have the authority, some way being representative of a greater righteousness, divine. My brothers and sisters, Yah is one. We live in a world of many misrepresentations. Could these misrepresentations exist if man truly knew Yah? I say, my brothers and sisters, it's time to give some serious consideration to that which men have been compelled to believe. Many pastors outright tell me, men who got their seminary degrees, their Doctor of Divine Science, Doctor of Divinity degrees, these various universities, these generic degrees that they could take to some any denomination and preside over a congregation supposedly having authority. But after institutions, my brothers and sisters, which quite frankly could never have been about an absolute, not passing out generic degrees. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, if the institutions are not about an absolute. Because they can pass out degrees, people can take to any denomination, claiming to believe. Then, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask what authority, by what authority do they do so? Did you not hear what I said to you earlier? Most High says that if you in any way can seek to make a man foolish, to deny in any way the law and the prophets, that you're guilty even under hellfire. I'm talking about 5:14 to 5:24, Micah, Matthew. He said, if you fall victim to anyone who would cause you to deny the promises that is the law and the prophets, he says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of Yah. But what do these institutions do? As I said before, purity and completion offers only one choice. How then, my brothers and sisters, shall there be so many representations in there, speaking differently? But my brothers and sisters, someone has not kept the vow that is the mandate to preach the gospel. He said his gospel and preaching forth to the nations, sent forth a word to nations obviously falling short. What do I mean by this? He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. He says, converting them, baptizing them. How about converting them from partial and polluted standards? In the name, after the fullness of the authority, it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. Most High does not call himself what he is not or less than what he is. He said, baptize them in his name. How about true to his honor, true to his title, true to his identity, true to his character? That men so converted, men who would avow themselves, must know they must seek the fullness of all the Most High has decreed. In fact, the scriptures tell us in Acts 3:18-23, Messiah must come for the restitution, restoration, remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, the promises he gave his holy prophets since the world began. Scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that cumulative testimony then should be cut off from among the people. The Most High will know the difference between, or reveal the difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. Between those who have a love for the truth and those who prefer unrighteousness. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us, and it is a cumulative statement to a people. He said, repent. Seek to recover what you have lost. Remember. Seek the Most High after a standard greater than yourselves. The scriptures say the man knows how to repent according to his own ideas. Does a man return unto the Most High according to his own concepts? When the scripture says repent, it means return unto him. Seek the truth that is beyond all your contentions, beyond your sin, beyond your divisions, beyond all the diversities that are among you. Repent from your sin. Repent from your multitude of divisions. Return unto the one. He said, repent. That, hear me, my brothers and sisters, you may be converted. When come the times of refreshing, understand, repent, that when the times of refreshing, when Messiah reveals again himself, when he reveals again the fullness of his glory, when he reintroduces himself to his people fully, that they know him as he is. He says, return unto him, seek him for the fullness of all that he is. That when the times of refreshing comes, when he reveals himself fully as he is, you might be ready to quickly convert. You might be ready, my brothers and sisters, to seek and follow him beyond all the misrepresentations that have been declared in this earth. Read again, my brothers and sisters. Read again, Acts 3:18-23. And understand, it says, seek him beyond yourselves. That's that word, comfort ye, O my people, means repent ye, O my people, because the king is coming. And we're not talking about according to the conscience that is common to men. In fact, the scripture says when he appears in Isaiah 40, those who have walked after the flesh, the blindness that seems wise to the flesh. The scriptures actually say, my brothers and sisters, all flesh will be counted as the fading flower. As a grass, my brothers and sisters, that fades and burns away when the hot east wind, if you will, blows upon it. The Spirit of the Most High blows upon it. The wind of the Most High, the Ruach, blows upon it. Meaning that in the strong, before the strong rebuke. Some of your folks know what I'm talking about. When they talk about folks on the island, they say, fire! Yes, my brothers and sisters, when the strong rebuke, the reproving word of the Most High blows upon these multitude of different standards that men have declared. It's only my brothers and sisters who have become like the wind, who have become like the spirit, have become like the flame itself. It's only they, my brothers and sisters, who will be, let's just say, humble enough, diligent enough to allow the word to transform them. The most humble and diligent soul, my brothers and sisters, will hear these words. Only those, my brothers and sisters, will become like flame, likened to this, that spirit, that testimony, that fullness of a testimony the Most High declared. Loving the Most High more than they love themselves, my brothers and sisters, will receive the ultimate gift of Yah, that man might be counted worthy to be called by the holy name. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not call himself what he is not. He does not sanction with his name or ratify to confirm with his name. what is not true to his own will. He said he must refine his people in Isaiah 48. It says, the people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He must refine his people, he said, for his own holy name's sake, that men might know his name, that his name might not be polluted, nor his glory given to another. He said he would refine his people. He would discipline his people. Because, my brothers and sisters, what does not attain to the righteousness of his name, what remains double-minded after the misrepresentations of this world, my brothers and sisters, will not be preserved. The covenant unto salvation is a covenant, my brothers and sisters, demanding that each man seek all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah. For the very word for salvation being made one has to do with seeking all that is a pure, perfect word that offers only one choice. Blessed are they who will understand it, my brothers and sisters, because due to many being flattened by so much fatal flattery, misrepresentation, and compromise, many, my brothers and sisters, are they who will not prove themselves to be among the humble who are willing to hear this word. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in a world of some 45,000 denominations relating a multitude of misrepresentations, you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, not everyone who says they know him will be confirmed to have actually known him? Messiah said that many will come in that day, which because of a multitude of false prophets who cried, Lord, Lord, but not to do fully with the will of the Father. The word Lord, even in that context, even means, this one is the master, and you must seek the fullness of his will. Didn't say any lesser standard was complete. Cried to him, Master, Master, if you will. One who is considerate of all things. He said, watch out for false prophets. They will cry out, Master, Master. But not to do fully what is the will of the Father. Not to do all that he commands must be done. Look at Luke 6:46. Look at Matthias. They call it Matthew 7:13 through 28. He said, he who has his words and obeys them. How about understands them as a wise man? What about if a man has the words, my brothers and sisters, but doesn't understand its applications and only walks according to what he presumes these words meant? My brothers and sisters, is that one who knows Yah? Or one who is after his own presumptuousness, has thought to seek to introduce his own ideas against the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah. He said, many will come to him in that day. Yes, my brother said, many will come to him in that day. Saying, we did it not in your name. How about according to the fullness of what it honors you? Knowing you. Did we not come preaching in your name? True to what honors you? Speaking to Messiah? Did we not in your name, according to what honors you? In relationship with you? Did we not, they say, cast out devils, false doctrines, delusions? Did we not in your name, they say, do many wonderful, that word means inspired works. Works beyond what seems right unto the flesh. And Messiah will ultimately say to them, keep away from me. We were never introduced. You did not know me. I never knew you. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that, think about it, those who the Most High teaches were part of his discipline. He reveals himself and by their works as they progress. It is known, my brothers and sisters, whether or not they are stable and true to his word For many are they, my brothers and sisters, after the double-mindedness, the multitude of misrepresentation of this world. If Messiah were to walk right before them today, speaking the kind of truth that it is prophesied he would speak, like, for instance, in Isaiah 28, like, for instance, in Isaiah 24 through 27, like, for instance, in Zephaniah 3rd chapter, like in Isaiah 50, to give you a quick example, the scripture says Messiah will return, and when he speaks to mankind, he will ask the question, why when I came was there no man? Why when I spoke was there none to answer? Did no one recognize my testimony? Did any of you know my Father? Messiah said in so many ways that if you had known the Father, you would have known him. And if you knew him, you would have known the Father. Well, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations out here, they claim that they represent his name. See, and do we not? We represent you rightly. The Messiah said, keep away from you whose works are inequity, injustice. It's not my righteousness that you taught. It was the injustice that seems wise after the design of another. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures talk about what must occur, that men again know Yah as he is. Again, my brothers and sisters, precious words, Most High told me, but only for the most humble soul. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Yeremiah, 30th through 31st chapter, the Most High says he's going to have to make a full end of all nations that have divided his people, scattered his people, in what are now the scriptures call the times of Jacob's trouble. What does it mean when I say that? Most High told me that any time man is subject Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He told me that any time, man is subject to anybody's conscience less than his, whereby he is at a loss for access to the truth. My brothers and sisters, it's time of tribulation, trouble. Because man is of a kind, my brothers and sisters, in his pride, does not like to quickly admit. Did you hear me? Does not like to quickly admit. And rulers certainly don't want to admit that they don't know. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That they don't know. Yeah. Everyone likes to presume or compel men to believe that they do. But I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. Scripture says, when Messiah appears, you should know the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. How about the difference between those who knew him and those who knew him not? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Because there's, when you say watch out for false prophets, it means these are they who don't speak the fullness of a word. But if they knew him, my brothers and sisters, they could know that they could seek and speak no less. Yeremiahu says the Most High will have to make a full end of all nations that have scattered his people in these times of Jacob's trouble, these times of indecision, this time of Babylon, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says the day will come when he casts aside all distractions, that he will write and describe his law upon the minds and hearts. And you shall be his people. And it said, they shall no longer speak every man his neighbor to his brother, saying, know the Most High. Everybody claimed their own so-called ideas. He said, when all the distractions are no more, when all the diverse testimonies of men are no more, then, my brothers and sisters, shall every man know him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, and all should know him. Men won't be run to and fro, misled. But the scriptures already tell us wherever the gospel is hid, wherever a full and pure and perfect word is hid, men are lost, men are misled. How about by a multitude of partial standards that deceive rather than help men to perceive all that they must? And my brothers and sisters, a multitude of partial standards, the scriptures tell us in Philippians, if we read them closely, how about reading 3:12 through 3:17? Tells us, my brothers and sisters, we seek to exalt less than the fullness of a standard, the standard the Most High declared, not willing to discern again all the Holy Spirit would bring to remembrance. The scripture says those who would do this are enemies against the very cause of Messiah himself. Now, brothers and sisters, that's not what your pastors want to tell you. Because if you knew that purity and completion offers one choice, and you saw the multitude of differences that are taught by men, you'd be a lot more careful by who it is you choose to believe, who you choose to trust, who you choose to walk after. In fact, my brother and sister, Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. What he was saying, your righteousness must exceed that of those. Bring about so much difference of opinion among you. Contentions among you. Competition among you. How about, my brothers and sisters, exalt so much unrighteousness among you, compelling you to think that you are wise without the fullness of the truth? So your righteousness must exceed them who deny in some way the law and the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we realize that a whole world today, as Revelation 12 and 9 reads, well, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and realize that only the most humble soul will be willing to recognize that he may repent. That the adversary has deceived the whole world. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The prophecies would not say such things as what they do in Zephaniah 3rd. When it talks about Messiah coming to a city, sending forth the reproof of the Most High, nothing less than a full testimony that does not fail or fall short. My brothers and sisters, men hearing that testimony would recognize their shame, but the scripture says they know no shame. The scripture that I speak of is Zephaniah. I actually speak about a city. The scripture says that all the misrepresentations of a whole world are right there at that city. Many of my brothers and sisters, if he's not recognized there, it is because a whole world in so many ways is blind. Oh, my brothers and sisters, these truths are not the kind of thing that everybody wants to hear. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, you shall know Yah as he is truly in all things when they're no longer distracted. I think of scriptures like those that, I think about those, my brothers and sisters, like at Isaiah 29. Men will find out their worship and then after the precepts and doctrines of men. They will find out their hearts, their understanding had been far from him. If their understanding had been true to him, would men be so easily beguiled and misled by so many different styles of institutions? The scripture says, in the day it will be like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. And when he wakes, he finds hungry and famished. In other words, he finds out that what he thought was good doctrine was nothing. What he thought was an introduction to the Most High was just a man introducing you to his vanity. Oh, my brothers and sisters, why do you think the scriptures say that because of this, the book to men is sealed? If they did not discern it. If they knew Yah, would they not be able to? Well, certainly, if they knew Yah, they would be able to open the seals of the book. They'd be able, men would be able to understand the deeper things that should have been understood. Scripture says he would by a wondrous work, a marvelous manner, would he set apart, sanctify his people. How about restore their eyes, that they might see him? Meaning that the carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, that presumes itself wise to learn all things contained in the scriptures, just simply, my brothers and sisters, is beguiled. The carnal mind is beguiled itself. It takes the spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, to discern the spirit of Yah. It takes a very special anointing in the Most High and reverence for Yah as an exceeding conscience even an infinite one, that allows man, my brothers and sisters, access once being called. It allows man, my brothers and sisters, by reference to Yah, to know what it is to seek, what is a defined reference point. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the reason why Messiah appears, when the scripture says such things as they shall know through him from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that Messiah comes, as the scripture says in Isaiah 49, to reveal his glory, reveal what is honorable before the Most High. It means, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to reintroduce to the world himself. Who is ready to understand it? That there's such a need in a world like the one we live in today. Who then, my brothers and sisters, are those who are wise enough to understand what the scriptures say mean when it says, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, those who are not diligent to seek him fully as he is? Scripture says he come upon them as a thief, and they will not know what hour he comes upon them. How about they wouldn't recognize him? All my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something being said to you here. Scripture says, be watchful to seek him fully. It did not say after the designs of your rulers. If all you know is the different ideals and that rulers, your rulers presume upon the minds and hearts, my brothers and sisters, if the Most High would declare to you what the reality is, what you say that you can't sanction unless your pastor tells you that testimony is true. The prophets believed Yah, my brothers and sisters. Abraham believed Yah and was counted him for righteousness. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the prophets went to the priests when it was the Most High sent the prophets because the priests and the kings had gotten out of line? My brothers and sisters, a prophet, if a man is called to speak what others would not, if they feel that they have to, after hearing from the Most High, the heightened reasoning of the Most High, they feel that they still should not speak beyond what the rulers have declared. When the rulers are fallen, then my brothers and sisters, many are robbed of the opportunity. I said many are robbed of the opportunity to know Yah. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Yohanan called John, what did Messiah say? Hear, my brothers and sisters. He said to many who called upon the name of the Father, look for his salvation and his deliverance. What he said in Yohanan 8:19? Well, it said, they said to him, unto him, where is your Father? Or who is your Father? Who? They didn't recognize his words. And Yeshua answered, you neither know me nor my Father. For if you know me, you know my Father also. King James Version put in there, where is your Father? What it means, who? If they didn't discern who is his Father, brother, if they had discerned who is his Father, if they discerned him, they discerned who is his Father. If they discerned who is his Father, they would have discerned him. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, you go on a little further in these scriptures, and Messiah had to tell them that I'm from above and not from below. Heaven help us. He had to tell them, my brothers and sisters, this testimony is not like unto men. Yet men, hearing his voice, did not understand that they were in bondage. That because they had believed the misrepresentation of so many others, they did not discern him. He said, if you knew the truth, If you're my disciples, he said, if you're willing to listen, so you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You would discern beyond all the misrepresentations that exist in this earth, my brothers and sisters. You would discern beyond all the fallen standards. But the question, my brothers and sisters, who's willing to admit in the first place that they had not known Yah to the dimension which they should to truly represent him? The Most High told me to know what it said and not to know why it said. It's a missed point. To know what it said and not know why it said, my brothers and sisters, for I wonder what purpose is simply a matter of man's lack of knowledge, of knowing him. Think about it. If I say I want to P-N, and you know I want to cook, you know I don't want a writing instrument, I don't want something that's going to stick something in the wall, and I don't want to hear a joke either. I don't want a pun, I don't want a P-E-N, I don't want a P-I-N. I want a pan, I want a P-A-N, my brothers and sisters, if I want to cook something. But if you don't know what I'm about to do, as Messiah himself said, those who are his friends, he reveals himself. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if you knew what I was about to do, you would know which one I want. Well, my brothers and sisters, many are they who read the book and have not asked the Most High for the why he has said what he has said. And they misappropriate, my brothers and sisters, or misadministrate the instructions. Blessed are they who then will understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. So much prophecy that needs to be examined. That needs to be examined for the fullness of what it's saying. Isaiah, 52nd chapter. I'd like to look at it for a moment. Scripture talks about Messiah have to come to preach the gospel. He have to preach the fullness of the word. Why, my brothers and sisters? That men might again know Yah as he is. Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. In other words, thy discretion of the Most High. Hey, how about the strength and the knowledge of Yah, the full armor of the Most High, that no one will be able to deceive you to follow after another? Think about it. He said in the book of Jacob, if you scattered among the nation, among multitude of provocations, how about misrepresentations? Those who misrepresent the will of Yah are... Have men not understood that's a sin, even what devils do? So if you're amidst the multitude of provocations, misrepresenting him while you call yourself his people. He said, no, my brothers and sisters, that beyond all the provocations, the differences among the nations, your faith and perseverance and patience in the Most High still must bring forth a complete and perfect work, fully acceptable unto Yah. If you lack the discretion, that wisdom that brings forth, that wisdom forth, you must ask of Yah, inquire of Yah. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Ask of Yah and inquire of him. Beyond all mockery, every misrepresentation, that you no longer be double-minded. For the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and he can't build a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, no, certainly not an everlasting kingdom upon a people unstable. He says he's going to test all things by his word, till only that which cannot be shaken remains. He will shake all things by his word. The only that which cannot be shaken remains. That means that which will not be shaken, my brothers and sisters, that which is sought the consummate full nature of his word. He says, word is like a sharp two-edged sword. It is a pure and complete and perfect word. Read for yourself, my brothers and sisters. We talked about this last evening, last couple of nights. Revelation 2:6-3:6. It's time to understand. The pure and perfect word discerns, my brothers and sisters, whether men have a full love of the truth or not. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is like a sharp two-edged sword, therefore able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Most High will declare by his gospel, reveal by his gospel, by a fullness of a word, who it is that loves him, who it is that knows him, who it is that will serve him. So he said, wake and wake, put on strength, O Zion, and put on thy beautiful garments. In other words, get the point. Will be restored unto a pure covenant with Yah himself alone. You know, it's the reason why at a wedding feast, the bride wears a white dress. Put upon yourself your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Prepare for a covenant unto Yah and Yah alone. Be again that holy city, O city of peace, full unto the will of Yah. Holy city, holy unto Yah alone. For henceforth, there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised, the unclean, those who my brothers and sisters have no covenant with Yah that is grounded in the will of the Spirit. Many of my brothers and sisters have said that they were true unto the holy city, unto Yah, unto his name. They've sought to call themselves wise after the flesh, my brothers and sisters. But Most High says, no longer shall come into thee, no longer shall be called Israel, anyone who will seek to come to him after the flesh. Why do you think Abraham was given the covenant of circumcision, passed on every male child? On the circumcision must occur on the eighth day. Why did he do that? Because he was supposed to bring forth children after the spirit, not after the flesh. After the higher conscience of the spirit, not after the flesh. What did Most High tell Abraham? Seek my perfect will. And my brothers and sisters, the perfect will of Yah, flesh, cannot begin to comprehend. So he says, shake thyself from the dust, all the pollutions of this world, the partial standard of the world, the uncleanness and the inequity of this world. Shake thyself from the dust. Shake the dust from you. Arise. Be raised in consciousness of the will of one and sit down. In other words, be at peace, O Jerusalem. City of rest, city of peace, city of righteousness. Loose thyself from the bands that are on your neck. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, every impure standard, every imperfect standard that men trust is bondage. I did not say salvation. O captive daughter of Zion, Israel must again awaken. For thus says the Most High, you sold yourselves into vanity. You gave your allegiance to those whose standards could never please or appease Yah. But he said you should be redeemed without money. In other words, my brothers and sisters, his people are going to be redeemed by word. They have to be redeemed, my brothers and sisters, by a change of heart. They have to be redeemed by a call from the Most High. A reintroduction of the Most High concerning himself. My brothers and sisters, many have gone after the ways of the nation because they thought because the nations had possession of the resources, they forsook the commands of the Most High. Read Malachi 3, around 3:13 on through. And many of my brothers and sisters felt that they can walk after the provocation, the misrepresentations of man, lawless misrepresentations of man, and believe that after them they could be saved, true to all that the Most High requires of a people that must be true to him in all things. Think again. For he said, my people went down aforetime into Egypt. Oh, I could tell you about those stories. Read the book of Jeremiah and talk about how Israel, while on the land, making allegiances after the variant ideas of the nation, thought they'd go into Egypt. My brothers and sisters, to avoid a famine. I'm talking about in the time of Yirmiyahu. Many of them went into started going to Egypt rather than be captured into Babylon because they had disobeyed the Most High. My brothers and sisters, many go after what is still vain. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 30? Woe to them who take counsel but not from him, who inquire but not of him. What for offerings, therefore, that are not of his spirit? And vanity, my brothers and sisters, and say this only be to your confusion. You go seek him, my brothers and sisters, but not seek he himself. What else has happened to man but that man is led to be confused, indiscriminate, not knowing Yah, and taken into captivity? And he said, they went aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and all that happened was Assyrian oppressed them. Without cause. Oppressed them, my brothers and sisters. Well, I want you to understand, the scripture talks about how we live in a world today, that many would turn toward righteousness, that would depart from evil, are taken as a prey, because the system would preserve its unrighteousness. And the Most High have looked upon men and saw there was no intercessor. That they, the way of peace they knew not. I'm talking about Isaiah 59, Psalm 14, Psalm 53. None righteous, no, not one. No, none that does good. None that knows to seek Yah. How about inquire directly of him for all his righteousness? Many seeking to conform to the systems of men. But brothers and sisters, those scriptures are saying that man has not known Yah, not certainly, and certainly not as he should know him. What does scripture say in 1 Corinthians 8? Any man who knows anything should really know what it's really saying. You should know to seek more. If any man knows anything, he knows it not as he knows it, not as he should know it. Any man who thinks he knows anything knows it not as he ought to know it. If any man knows Yah, that's a fact already known by him. There's always more to look for. Now, therefore, what does the scripture say in 52 and 5? He said, now, therefore, what have I here, says the Most High, that my people is taken away? How about taken into bondage? But only to find vanity. Giving themselves over in allegiance to varying systems of man, but only to find bondage to what is not acceptable. He says, because they that rule over them, how about the multitude of misrepresentative rulers over them, cause them to howl, to function unreasonably. Like beasts, my brothers and sisters, will not reason true to the will of one who exalt themselves after the blindness of their flesh, whose God is their belly, one scripture says. And he says, my name is continually. How about, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of who he is continually misrepresented, blasphemed every day. What do you think blasphemy is? When men equate the law of the Most High and the law of man as if it were one and the same, there is mass misrepresentation. There's mass dishonor going on. And my brothers and sisters, by such as this, many are deceived. Many of they, my brothers and sisters, they have not understood what the Most High, thankfully, has told me very early on. He said to me, my brothers and sisters, that every lie, how about every half-truth, every partial perception men believe and become proud of is an obstacle against men discerning the greater truths. As I said before, men have been flattened, my brothers and sisters, caused to fail due to fatal flattery and compromise, desirous to say that they know Yah, but have not realized how much more they need to seek him. And many of my brothers and sisters get in the midst of congregations, and everybody says they know Yah. Well, like I said before, there wouldn't be all these multitude of different congregations saying something different if that were the case. So what does the scripture say in 52 and 6? He says, therefore my people shall know my name. How about they shall know me as I am? Beyond all the blasphemous misrepresentations and treacheries of men, whereby they pastors have flattered those who want a quick fix. Flattered those, my brothers and sisters, and flattened those fatally deceived and fooled those who want to claim that they know the Most High in the midst of others who will also flatter them, claiming an identity and a dimension of righteousness that the scripture says is not worthy to be called by his name. What does scripture mean when it says those who accept his testimony will be sealed and confirmed in Yah as true? Yohanan 3:35-36. You need to read all up in there. Scripture never said the Most High is going to confirm with a seal, his seal of sanctity and truth unto him, those whose allegiances is unto the rulers, who he said will run for cover when he is announced, when he is reintroduced. He said those rulers will be running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Why? Because they know they've all misrepresented him. And that's why they are not able to stand. Will you say you should be able to stand using those who will not be able to stand as a cover? But brothers and sisters, faith in Yah means that beyond all the diverse standards of men, there must be a solution in knowing Yah truly as he is. And it did not say, my brothers and sisters, that revelation is after the flesh. In fact, the scripture said that's a gift of Yah. So he says, therefore my people shall know my name. They shall know him as he is. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. They shall know his voice. They shall know his testimony. They shall know his testimony beyond all the varying testimonies of man. And he shall cry out, behold, it is I. And they shall know him. And how beautiful upon the mountains over all the nations, all the misrepresentations of all the nations, are the feet, the dominion of him that will bring good tidings, the whole word. Think about it, brothers. That's their full description of what is pleasing to Yah. They will publish therefore peace. In other words, set the world at rest. Because finally, my brothers and sisters, Yah shall reveal him as he is, and there'll be no more arguments as what is the knowledge of him. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. He says, brings good tidings. That means he brings a whole, pure, and complete word. No more questions. No more doubts. No more double-mindedness. No more men having words and not discerning their intents and meaning. And it says unto Zion, therefore, because men finally see him as he is, they can say unto Zion, it is thy Yah. I did not say, it's thy Elohim. It's thy Holy One. I didn't say any misrepresentations of man. I did not say any misrepresentations that the adversary has so many false rulers out here upholding. It's not any of those fallen standards that any more of my brothers and sisters has any more command over this world in the day that Messiah shall reintroduce to the world the way of Yah. What does scripture say he comes for? He's called by name that he might do what? Isaiah 49. Then Most High will send Messiah called by name to do what? To reveal again his glory. How about reintroduce him? Call by name, my brothers and sisters, that all nations should listen to him and be silent, that men be renewed unto strength beyond all those wicked indiscretions, lawless standards, misrepresentations that have scattered the minds of his people. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to know the truth, because as it was before, as it reads in 1 Corinthians, read around that third chapter, second chapter. Scripture says, for all, in many texts, in the Aramaic in particular, the way it reads is this. The scripture that says, for all that Yah had revealed of himself, it was not enough for men to know Yah. Meaning that men are reading the book. Think about it. 45,000 denominations have in the book. But the scripture says in Isaiah 29, men are going to find out that that book to them in so many ways because they were proud of their own thoughts. Not willing to see all the Most High's promise to his people Israel. And part of that promise is that he would have to open their eyes again in the latter days because their eyes had been shut. Because the people were not willing to accept this. The book to them was sealed. But he said, in the day that he shall cut off all those who lay a snare by a word, who seduce with a word, he said, then shall the eyes of his people again be opened. Please read Isaiah 29, my brothers and sisters, again and understand. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Why have the rulers hid those secret city prophecies that I keep mentioning of, keep giving mention of, and at my website, hiddengospel.com, secret city prophecies? My brothers and sisters, if men had known the Messiah, if a man will be said to have known Messiah when he appears at that city, according to what's written in Zephaniah 3, for instance. So many other prophets, you really need to read that article. My brother and sister, men had known Yah. Would Messiah go ignored? He said that the Son of Man does not come by easy observation. He actually said, my brothers and sisters, the Son of Man, or the King, the Prince of Yah, he said to those before, they put down the kingdom of Yah within you. It really means the Prince is among you, but you just don't see him. Just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah. Lot, who wanted the city. Noah, who wanted the world. He said, so it be in the day of the Son of Man. If men had known Yah, would they have ignored Lot? Would they have ignored Noah? If they had known Yah, my brothers and sisters, would they have ignored an emissary from on high? Scripture said, where would he reveal himself before a time of destruction? He said, wherever the carcass is, there were the vultures gathered, meaning that he revealed himself, but the people would not listen. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this great reintroduction of the Most High would not have to be if men had truly, according to all they presume, known him. He said he would have to send him from the body of his mother. Messiah is called by name for this purpose. Read Isaiah 49. To bring Israel back to him. How about that Israel discern who is the righteous representative of the Most High? Who is Shiloh beyond all the misrepresentations? Scripture tells us in Genesis 49 concerning the one called Shiloh who Messiah is, the Shashan Shah, the King of Kings. How about the rulers don't want you to know who is the king over them? Because they want you to trust and follow them. Scripture talks about the one called Shiloh, and it really means the expectation of the one called Shiloh who shall bring the peace. And shall silence all the contentious voices of man whereby men have claimed to know the righteousness of Yah and have not. The scripture says the one who shall silence all the rulers. It says in Isaiah 41, declaring what is truly the righteousness of Yah, truly what is the work of an anointing. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that the expectation of that one, the scepter, the lawgiver, means why does the Most High have to bring a law? It's obviously because the people haven't known what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. Oh, we need to talk about that too. Scripture says he revealed a lawgiver, a scepter, out of the tribe of Judah. And his expectation of him should continue until he comes. For the rulers have not taught you to look for one, my brothers and sisters, who declared an absolute law. When the scripture says, behold, my servant, my elect, my soul delights, it means men must recognize him who is. In a world, my brothers and sisters, where men have not taught, read Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, have not taught the fullness of the gospel. It says, the chief concern of Zion is that his people haven't known him because they didn't know the fullness of the gospel. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, many partial and perverse standards have deceived mankind. And men never realized, by and large, the scripture says that the solution of this is to recover the word that is from the beginning. The Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance, to teach all things, my brothers and sisters, bring all things to remembrance, rebuke all sin. How about every fallen standard and every misrepresentation? Every false prophet who teaches a fallen, false, foolish, deceptive word that seems to be wisdom, seems to be enough, but is far from sufficient. Who will understand these things, my brothers and sisters, in this time? Like I said, why have they hid from you the secret city prophecies? Because these scriptures reveal that man will be found to have not known the Most High. Why do you think the scriptures talk about in the last days be revealed that all have fallen short of the glory? And then when Messiah's appearance, he will shut every mouth. His appearance will shut every mouth. And every man will recognize his guilt before Yah. How about every man recognize his guilt and his fallen short state? That every mouth be silenced, and every man know that it is he who reveals the exceeding, saving righteousness of Yah. We talked about these things many times, my brothers and sisters, on this show, but how many are willing to hear them? Who will know him as he is? I think about the scriptures, for instance, in Romans 9:26. Talking about men having the law, the written word, but not seeking it fully by faith. Not realizing the Most High demands an absolute. not realizing that absolute is not attained after what simply eyes and ears see and hear after the machination of man. By the Spirit of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, man attains a higher vision to discern beyond all the differences that seem wise to a fleshly mind. Many having the law but not seeking him by faith. And the apostle said, because men have the law but seek it after the standards of men. His desire, great desire for Israel, they might be saved, made whole, made one, made true beyond all misrepresentations, brought back from all the fallen standards of the nations. I want you to think about it. Romans 10. And it said, because men have not known the righteousness of Yah, have not known him fully as he is. Men have deceived men, seeking to establish their own righteousness. How about establishing a multitude of misrepresentations? But the scripture says, how shall men know or call upon him whom they have not heard? How about him whom they have not been introduced? If your leaders are not telling you the truth, my brothers and sisters, they're not telling you all they should have told you. Brothers and sisters, how shall you call in truth upon him you have not heard? I have not been introduced. And the scripture says, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called. How about to a remnant the Most High has introduced himself? It says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But that's at the time Messiah has, again, reintroduced himself to the world. It says, young men should see visions, old men dream dreams. The time will come, my brothers and sisters, man must see Yah again as he is. But my brothers and sisters, many will be shocked to find that all that they thought they knew was far from wisdom. What did he say in Isaiah 29? Their worship was after the precepts and doctrines of men. I did not say Yah. Heart, understanding, far from him. Only had words learned by rote. My brothers and sisters, not learned by personal experience. Not fully to the dimension the Most High calls sufficient and necessary. I think about Romans, again, my brothers and sisters, Romans 9 through 10, and the scriptures go on and finally speak. And it says, you ought to watch out, because not everybody has heard or preached the gospel. Not everybody has that direct contact to discern the secrets. Because that's the Most High told me, to know what it said and not know why it says, to miss the point is not to know him. He says he sends prophets to speak what others would not, just like he sends the Spirit, that men discern those things that are not necessarily revealed in any particular, as I say, across the many ages of man. There's a lot of things that man, over the course of the ages, has forgotten and grown degeneratively farther and farther away from understanding the kind of conscience that was in the beginning. But I got news for you. You might be shocked to find this, but you go farther and farther back, and you'll find out that man at one time must have known the Most High pretty well strongly. Do you know that there's languages, most ancient languages, my brothers and sisters, some of them don't have a word for maybe? My brothers and sisters, this debate comes as a result of a fall. Men trusting in the words of another. And my brothers and sisters, that got man kicked out of paradise. Because it means man's testimony, man's ways being unstable, because he cannot praise or give full honor unto Yah. Scripture talks about Messiah himself saying that he will reveal. Well, the scripture says concerning him in Isaiah 44, 20-45, 6. 1 Corinthians, about 3:18-4:5. Well, the apostle Shaul knew the meaning of these things. He says he knew nothing of which he was guilty of falling short. But he said he might not be writing this, for his judge would be Messiah. Why, my brothers and sisters, if Shaul himself said there's a greater dimension of truth that is to be sought, which is why he constantly admonished the churches, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. Why is it, my brothers and sisters, men are so quick to presume that because they're part of an institution called at the behest of man, a denominational title, why are men so sure that in those institutions they know Yah to the dimension that they should? And he said, watch out for fallen prophets false prophets who might not be teaching you all you need to know. I think about those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, And that's why the scripture says faith. How about saving faith comes by hearing a word from Yah? That's what it really means. Direct contact, a direct call, a direct introduction, and being faithful to that introduction, that call. But the scripture says, if a man sin willfully, how about walks again after the flesh, the blindness of his flesh, preferring unrighteousness? After receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice to be offered for his sin. No more possibility of atonement if he chooses to walk after the flesh. But how shall he ever awaken to a fullness, despising the greater truth? No more sacrifice to be offered for sin, but he's ready for the fire and nation that consume the adversaries. And he calls them adversaries in Ephesians 6 and Isaiah 59, those who don't seek the whole armor of Yah, who don't seek the fullness of truth, they might walk after their flesh and beguile themselves and others. It's devilish. Brothers and sisters, devilish. I like, in consideration of the scriptures in Romans, to carry it further. And I would like you to understand these scriptures in their right context within Romans 10. For in Romans 10, they have, in so many ways, twisted certain verses there. The verses that are mistranslated and misrepresented in your King James Version. Yes, I said misrepresented, and I do have authority enough to say it. Need to be better understood, because there's a reason why they didn't want you to understand the real meaning, the real understanding of these words. Isaiah 65:1, for instance, should have read in this wise, that the Most High said, I am sought of them who inquired not of me. I'm sought of them who then, what, inquired of another, were led by another. He is not pleased with this. He says, I am found, or so they think, of them that sought him not. And he said, I called out, here I am. Here I am. Behold me, see me, understand who I am. To a people who call not upon my name. How about they did not seek him fully as he is? My brothers and sisters, why have the people been so misled? Why have the people not recognized, he said, him as he is? He said, I spread out my hands all the day to rebellious people. People want to walk after what seems wise in their own heart, as if the Most High is conforming to their will rather than they conforming to his. He said, I spread out my hands all day to rebellious people who walk after ways that are not good. How about crooked paths wherein no man can know peace or fullness or appeasing what is pleasing and honorable before Yah? They choose to walk after their own ways, the misrepresentations that they are taught by men. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. If you make a vow in the name of the Most High, you have made a vow to seek him for the fullness that he is. And if you find out the fullness in understanding a much greater fullness of the knowledge of him than what you've been taught, have been hasty conclusions, error. Remember, you still have made an oath to follow the Most High fully as he is. Do you dare to think because a multitude of misrepresentations, most misrepresentatives have shown you a multitude of misrepresentatives, and misrepresentations, false prophets, false rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, whatever they call themselves. Do you think if they create a multitude of misconceits and present them to you, that that is sufficient to be called a stable introduction unto the Most High? If a devil introduces you, my brothers and sisters, to his misrepresentation of Yah, do you think the Most High has called that a covenant whereby he has to accept? What his spirit never taught? You say, keep away from me, I never knew you. You're going to say, you spoke inequity, injustice. His spirit would have taught you all things, shown you beyond all these illusions if you sought to be fully led by him, and if you were called by him to speak the precious things. I know what the Most High told me. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. He told me he sends prophets to speak what others would not. Well, we live in a world, my brothers and sisters, the system that we live in prefers that no one seek to discern these things at the level of which I'm speaking to you now, to the level of discretion at which I'm speaking to you now, because the very institutions themselves sell worthless degrees, pieces of paper, to folks who themselves are going to take that degree to any denomination they will. And it means, my brothers and sisters, that if you know that the Most High only will sanction a testimony true to himself and himself alone, you would know that indiscriminate piece of paper they put out is absolutely worth nothing. Neither is the so-called knowledge of those who claim to be the bastions of wisdom. The system, my brothers and sisters, can't create a savior. The system can't see beyond its illusions. Many are they, to this very day, my brothers and sisters, who fall right into that category. In fact, the masses of the whole world said their imagination, their vision is dull. They cannot deliver themselves. They can't see what is fully in all things righteous. They might mistake something, my brothers and sisters. Imagination is dull. They cannot deliver themselves or see beyond all the misrepresentations. If they knew Yah directly, they could. If they had eyes that fully could see and ears that could fully hear, there's a reason why Messiah must come to introduce and set a standard. Reintroduce Yah and set a standard, a reference point. The men should know to follow him. He said, I spread out my hands all the day to rebellious people who walk after ways that are not good. After their own thoughts. How about what they presume concerning Yah? Who, my brothers and sisters, ready to understand this? The shocking thing, my brothers and sisters, the men have not wanted to admit in a fallen world. Well, the scripture says, none righteous, no, not one. None that does good. It means, my brothers and sisters, the men have not known Yah as they should. It means, my brothers and sisters, that men have been duped because they did not know Yah and were therefore vulnerable to every manner of deviant lie that a devil could create. And no abominable creation of a devil, my brothers and sisters, is a covenant. Or can covenant anyone unto Yah. You need to understand what Isaiah 49 says about Messiah and how he shall appear. I shall appear at that city saying, finally speaking to a whole world. Listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. From the body of my mother has he called me. By his name. Ultimately, by his name. Purpose me. By name. Scripture says, whoever among you would know the Most High, who would serve him, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Yah. Please, my brothers and sisters, read Isaiah 50, 10 through 11 to understand these verses. Why it is written, in fact, that scripture says, Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Or it means that some of these others were sons of another. He gave his only begotten son at a time when the whole world was falling short of the glory. And it's, again, in that same state after multiple misrepresentations. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, I said beyond misrepresentations, might not perish, but have everlasting life. He says, but here's the condemnation of the world. The men who love darkness more than light. Didn't want to recognize the absolute, wanted to uphold a misrepresentation. He said, he who does not believe is already condemned. How about already blinded in his double-mindedness after a multitude of misrepresentation? Because they did not believe in the name, the authority, or that it was and what that it is indeed. The only begotten Son of Yah. They refused to recognize that since Yah is one, a multitude of misrepresentations cannot be him. Most High told me that if I could believe that a multitude of contradictions we see in this world, it's a work of his spirit. He said, I cannot be a disciple unto him. It means men, but he told me that whatever I hear from men, whatever I see, anything else from men, he said, check it out with him first. Inquire of him first. Or else, he said, someone will make a fool of me, a misrepresentative. My brothers and sisters, Most High offer you the opportunity to know him as he is. Take hold. If he tells you to do something, do it, because it's something to check out and see whether you will follow him or prefer to follow another. Much more, my brothers and sisters, needs to be said about all these things. And I intend to continue to do so. I thank the Most High for his gift, my brothers and sisters. I pray that many will hear these words and know to respond to them also wisely. I know that nobody is going to be ready to really accept the gamut of what I'm speaking and its implications unless the Most High shows them. But my brothers and sisters, you should want to know for certain the nature of the words of any man. It's time we discern the real, my brothers and sisters. Like I said on last evening, Messiah will come forth saying again what he said in Revelation 22:16, that I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Because men have not known that Messiah comes to declare a word that exposes all the confusion of this world, all the misrepresentatives that are in this world, every fallen and lawless standard, every testimony that is not true to all the Most High would have be spoken. That he comes to expose all of these as unrighteousness. That one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. One who reveals the light the world would obscure. The one, my brothers and sisters, reveals the light to cast out all the darkness, all the misrepresentations, all those whose vow is not to reveal all things by the gift of his Spirit. He comes to expose them all. Because men have not known Messiah as one who therefore must declare an absolute, expose all unrighteousness. Men, my brothers and sisters, not knowing this gospel, have been deceived by many. As I said before, because men have not known Messiah as the King of the East, the Shashin Shah, Shiloh. Because the men have not known him, as he said, he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one that's mentioned in Isaiah 45, the one that's mentioned in Isaiah 40 through 41 to 42, or really all the way up to 45th and out to the 66th chapter, by many titles, expressions of how he appears that men have not known. Because men didn't understand those things, my brothers and sisters. Many have worshipped a false Messiah. I said, a polytheist Christ after an unholy spirit. And not the Kurdi, who speaks the righteousness, yeah, the fullness. Check out my website, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. Word Christ, as I told you before, is a polytheist word. No polytheist, pluralist, multitude of misrepresentations is truly the will of one. Messiah was not called a Christ in his time, my brothers and sisters, but he was known as the Messiah. One who walks after the Most High to reveal him as he is, teaching men everything. The Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, reveals the invariant light beyond all the presumptuousness of the flesh. But these words, my brothers and sisters, I say again, are only for the most humble soul, the most diligent soul. Because the most diligent and humble and reverent soul, my brothers and sisters, knows that the soul that dares presume anything with God to the Most High rather than seek him perfectly is not counted steadfast nor stable nor worthy, because it means that they would quickly lie, that they would quickly misrepresent in an arena where there's darkness. If they presume a word and compel men to believe the Most High has spoken what he has not, and cause many to be misled. A lot of deception over the course of my brothers and sisters of a snowballing lie. None of this the Most High can be pleased with. So blessed they will understand. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia. The Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, and unto his praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Know, my brothers and sisters, and discern the truth. Support this ministry. Let others know that words like these are being spoken. Examine the words on that website of mine. My brothers and sisters, examine and discern the truths that your rulers were foretold in advance would not tell you. Check out my website, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. For the Shema declares more than the idea that Israel must hear, but Israel must declare. But my brothers and sisters, woe to those who feel they should declare and not inquire of Yah to hear from him first. Woe to those who would speak, my brothers and sisters, not hearing from him first. Hear, O Israel, Shema, O Israel, hear, declare, preserve, defend his commandments. Hear, O Israel, and speak with one accord, one understanding. In the name of the Most High, we must speak. Same thing, one understanding. No divisions among us. Woe then, my brothers and sisters, who speak out those divisive ideas that have divided the people. Yah is one. His people must be one. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, who speak a whole word. They would bless and redeem his people as one. But curse, my brothers and sisters, those who would exalt a multitude of partial and polluted standards, not compelling men to seek the fullness of the truth. He said, come, let us reason together. Yah is one. That means that all who would call and seek for him have a duty to seek the whole truth, that your brother be not deceived. Who, my brothers and sisters, will discern a faithful soul? And who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will be found treacherous? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will see beyond the treachery to discern what is wise? Again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I pray the Most High for the blessing of his spirit upon those who will prove themselves diligent enough to be worthy of the gift. Second Peter talks about being very diligent unto knowledge, that you might gain free entrance unto the kingdom of Yah, and that you make your election certain. What does he call his people? Elect his people for? Choose his people for? They have understanding. He says you should be diligent to make your election sure, your call unto wisdom. Sure. Proving that in being called unto wisdom, you have a love of the truth. Be diligent, my brothers and sisters, that you be found worthy of the call, worthy of the introduction.
90 seconds.
The Most High calls his own. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? To speak the truth, not a lie, but that they speak the unadulterated, absolute truth that they heard from Yah. That no man set an obstacle before his brother. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Yah, I've covenant, remember his ministries. To his might, honor, and to his praise always, thanking him for every ear that he brings in. I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah!